Hey everyone, welcome back to AI Dev Tools, the Crazy Router podcast. I'm your host, and today we're talking about something that sounds like a spec sheet number but is actually reshaping how developers build applications, the 2 million token context window. Grok 4.1 just shipped with it. Gemini has had it for a while. And the way people are using these massive context windows is genuinely different from what anyone predicted. Let's get into it. 2 years ago, we were working with 4,000 token context windows and feeling clever about chunking strategies. Then came 32K, then 128K, then a million with Gemini. Now we're at 2 million tokens with Grok 4.1 fast, and Gemini 3.1 Pro offers similar capacity. To put 2 million tokens in perspective, that's roughly 1.5 million words. 15 to 20 full novels. An entire medium-sized code base. Hundreds of legal documents. The complete documentation for most open-source projects. In a single API call. But here's what's interesting. The raw number isn't the breakthrough. The breakthrough is what it lets you stop building. The biggest impact of massive context windows isn't what you can do, it's what you can skip. And I'm talking about real engineering effort that teams have been investing months into. First, RAG pipelines. For a lot of use cases, you can just stop. If your entire knowledge base fits in 2 million tokens, you don't need embedding models, vector databases, chunking strategies, retrieval tuning, or re-ranking. You paste the whole thing into context and ask your question. The accuracy is often better because the model sees everything, not just what your retrieval system thought was relevant. Second, conversation management. Multi-turn agents that used to hit context limits after 10 exchanges can now run for hundreds of turns. No more summarization steps, no more sliding window hacks, no more losing important context from early in the conversation. Third, document processing pipelines. Instead of splitting a long document across multiple API calls, reassembling results, and handling edge cases at chunk boundaries, one call. Done. The model sees the full document with all its cross-references intact. I'm not saying RAG is dead. If you have 10 million documents, you still need retrieval. But for the surprisingly large number of applications where the total corpus is under a million tokens, the simplest architecture just became the best architecture. Here's where it gets really compelling. Grok 4.1 fast charges 20 cents per million input tokens. Filling the entire 2 million token context window costs 40 cents. That's it. 40 cents to process 15 novels worth of text. With caching, it gets even better. If you're sending the same large context repeatedly, say, your entire codebase as context for a coding assistant, cache tokens drop to 5 cents per million. Your 2 million token context costs 10 cents on cache hits. Compare that to the infrastructure cost of running a RAG pipeline. A managed vector database alone can run $50 to $100 a month. Embedding API calls add up. Engineering time to maintain the pipeline is the biggest cost of all. For many teams, the math clearly favors just using a bigger context window. Gemini 3 Flash is even cheaper for this pattern, 3.5 cents per million input tokens. 2 million tokens of context for 7 cents. At that price, the question isn't whether you can afford large context, it's whether you can afford not to use it. Now, it's not all sunshine. There are real limitations that the marketing pages don't emphasize. Latency scales with context size. A 2 million token prompt takes meaningfully longer to process than a 10,000 token prompt. For real-time chat applications, that initial response delay can hurt user experience. You need to design around it, maybe pre-process and cache during off-peak times. Attention degradation is real. Models don't attend equally to all parts of a long context. Information in the middle of a very long prompt can get less attention than information at the beginning or end. This is the well-documented lost-in-the-middle problem, and while it's gotten better, it hasn't disappeared. For critical retrieval tasks, you might still want to put the most important information at the start or end of your prompt. Cost surprises happen. If you're not careful, sending 2 million tokens per request at high volume adds up fast. 1,000 requests per day at 40 cents each is $400 a day just on input tokens. Caching helps enormously, but you need to design for it intentionally. And finally, not every model handles long context equally well. Benchmark performance at 2 million tokens varies significantly. Test with your actual data at your actual context lengths before committing to an architecture. So what are developers actually doing with these massive context windows? Here are the patterns we're seeing work well in production. The full codebase assistant. Dump your entire repository into context, 50,000 lines of code fits comfortably, and ask the model to implement features, find bugs, or refactor. The model understands your coding patterns, your naming conventions, your architecture. No RAG needed. The document analyst. Legal teams processing contracts, compliance teams reviewing policies, research teams analyzing papers. Load the full document set, ask complex cross-reference questions. One API call replaces hours of manual work. The long-running agent. Agentic workflows that accumulate tool outputs, conversation history, and intermediate results over dozens of steps. With 2 million tokens of runway, agents can tackle much more complex tasks before hitting limits. The multi-document synthesizer. Load 10 research papers and ask for a synthesis that identifies contradictions, common themes, and gaps. This is genuinely hard to do well with RAG because the model needs to see all documents simultaneously. For all of these patterns, routing through CrazyRouter gives you access to the cheapest large context models, Grok 4.1 Fast, Gemini 3 Flash, Gemini 2.5 Flash Lite, through a single API endpoint. Switch between them with a model string change and find the best price-performance ratio for your specific workload. The 2 million token context window isn't just a bigger number on a spec sheet. It's a genuine architectural shift that simplifies applications, reduces infrastructure, and opens up use cases that weren't practical before. The cost has dropped to the point where the main question is no longer can I afford this much context, it's am I using enough context? If you want to experiment, head to crazyrouter.com, grab an API key, and try sending a large context to Grok 4.1 Fast or Gemini 3 Flash. You might be surprised how many of your RAG pipelines become optional. Thanks for listening, and I'll catch you in the next episode.